Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell us about the Academy, a little more about it, because there are so many young people who are listening to us this morning, have aspirations of an AFL career, becoming a professional footballer, and if they're good enough, this is the way in, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, it's always the talent of the individual that will get them further than, you know, my influence. But you always want to surround yourself with the best possible people, and especially when it comes to education. So often at the moment, passion for football or passion for music or art or something like that doesn't always mesh really well with the education that some people are getting, and especially for young boys who are passionate about their football, very hands-on learners. It's sort of, you know, I go to school because I have to and I can't wait to get out and kick the footy at recess and lunch. And so if there's a more passionately engaged education, then that's something that I would definitely recommend and something that we've put a lot of time into at the Academy over the last sort of 4 or 5 years is making a really passionately engaged education to make sure that there is that connection between what you're passionate about and educating you for the life that you want after school. So we've got 3 campuses now, one in Essendon, one in Wangaratta at the Bar Reserve, and one in Geelong as well. So it's been really exciting last 4 or 5 years, and we can't wait to keep building on that.
Was this your brainchild?
Yeah, so we worked, my business partner and I, Luke Storaci, he's actually a Wangaratta boy himself. We started the Academy 5 or 6 years ago, and he's in the education space and I was playing football at the time, and we found that a lot of my mates who were getting drafted, it was very much all eggs in one basket scenario. And so I saw, you know, we all had hopes and dreams in our first year of football of having 12-year careers, a couple of Brownlows, a couple of premierships, a couple of best and fairest, all that kind of thing. And unless you're Dustin Martin, that's probably not going to be the reality for many. So, I saw a lot of people dropping off and then kept tabs on them years after they got drafted and found that there wasn't a lot of, fulfillment and engagement in the work that they were doing after football, because they just had sort of been a little bit blindsided by the fact that football didn't work out for them. So we wanted to create an education which really prepared students for entering a passion field, not just being an athlete. So not just saying this is AFL player or bust. It's, you know, what do you like about the football industry? Is it the fitness element? Is it the nutrition element? Is it the strength component? Is it the team building side of things? Working outside, nutting down and really drilling down on that will give us a plan B, C, D and E in our education as well.
So it's the complete package for young people entering years 11 and 12. They do VCAL and they do football at the same time.
Yeah, that's correct. So the important thing about our education program is this isn't just a daycare centre. We're not there just to kick footies and go to the gym. We learn the theory behind the stuff that we do practically out on the field. So every drill has a purpose. Every gym session has a purpose, whether we're learning energy systems, whether we're learning standard deviations and mean, median and mode of running speeds and wearing our GPSs at training or whatever it might be. Everything that we do theoretically in the classroom, we take out practically on the field. So that's the engagement. And I guess that's the link that's missing in some forms of traditional education is it's very theoretical. And, you know, for young boys, practical application is really important. And seeing that at a pretty short turnaround is important too. So, linking skills and running tech and recovery and strength and conditioning and all these different kinds of things back into their education is the key to engagement.
In the time that this academy has been operating, how many times have you seen a young lad and on the field you think, gracious, he is going to be a star?
We've had plenty of talented kids come through the academy, but that's kind of not our measure of success, because just like the ATAR score shouldn't be a measure of success for any student. It really, at the end of your schooling, what our success measure is that each student has real clarity on their next step, that they know who they are, they know where they want to go, and they know how to get there. And absolutely, it'd be fantastic if football and AFL, which, you know, one of our boys was drafted last year. We got drafted to Essendon. It's fantastic if that works out, but also having the confidence and clarity to say, you know, I'm probably not going to get drafted, but I'm really looking forward to going to VU and doing my teaching course, which so many have done. We've had some students go into engineering. We've had some students go and onto a trade or TAFE or whatever that pathway is. The clarity is that success measure for us.
And if nothing else, you're keeping these young people in education. They're going through to year 12.
And that's exactly the key. I think we're, as a society, we're growing up far too quick. Responsibilities are happening far too early on kids that shouldn't have to make the decisions they do. And whether that's exposure through social media or whether it's the increasing demands of the world, I'm not sure what it is. I haven't quite put my finger on it. But staying in school, and when you look back on it, they're the best times of your life. And they should be enjoyed and they should be savored, and we shouldn't be in such a rush to earn money or just to get a job. Fulfilling those last 2 years of school is really, really important in a meaningful way.
I love your website. It's very, very simple. You can't get lost with it. It's simply called theacademy.com.au. You mentioned you have a campus at Wangaratta. Applications for next year, I take it that would be full, but what about 2023?
Yeah, so 2023, we've already got, I think, just under 10 who have already signed up for 2023. So that would be going into year 11 in 2023. So, yeah, we're at the Bar Reserve there, right near Wysac, so we get the ability to use the Wysac facilities for recovery and our strength programs, and we've got the ovals obviously there to do skills and drills and things like that, and then we've got our classroom facilities right there as well. So it's the perfect AFL simulated environment, if you will, that gives you a little bit of a taste of what it would be like to sort of schedule your time out being an AFL player.
And you're very hands-on with this academy?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, traveling around Victoria isn't the easiest thing, to visiting all the campuses. But I've had a big part in designing a lot of the curriculum. I have a lot to do with the leadership group at each campus, and make sure that I meet with them on a regular basis, face to face, and do some skills and drills on a regular basis with all campuses, and make sure that everything's consistent across all campuses. But I guess the main thing is that we empower and we recruit the right teachers that are passionately engaged as well, because that was something that we identified, that if you have the right curriculum and you have the right students, you need the bridge between the two, which is obviously the teachers. So we've done an amazing job. We've got Justin McMahon in Wangaratta at the moment, who he's really involved with the Bushies and just a great person, but also a great football person, and has walked the steps that a lot of these young boys have. So he's a great mentor for them as well. So, the campus and visiting campuses is something that's really important to me.
Well, we'll come back to the academy in just a moment. Can we just talk about Alex Rance for just a moment, the footballer? And I've got a couple of people who have sent in texts, and I'll read those out in just a moment. But your jack of all trades is certainly not Alex Rance, but you are very, very talented in other areas. You can put your hand to DIY, I understand, carpentry and all that sort of thing. You're even an author.
I try a lot of different things. And I guess that was another part that led into the academy, is a lot of trial and error. And I wish that I had more of a controlled guide on what to do when I was in at that sort of, 17 to 21. But I've done a carpentry apprenticeship, tried to get my pilot's license, real estate agent's license, wrote some children's books, tried some apps, plenty of different things. But my three children's books did really well. I really enjoyed sort of the connection to community that gave me, that I could sort of see families sharing, the story of Richmond through a different lens.
And just recently, it's been great to see you in the Bombers colours this week. Is there any chance of you pulling on the boots again?
No, I pulled the boots on a Wednesday because I was training. I very much enjoy the coaching side of things, and I think my place now in the football landscape is very much in a support role and in a coaching development role. So, I love what I do at Essendon. I'm very fortunate that Ben Rutten and all the guys there at Essendon have given me the opportunity to do that in pre-season, and I hope that I can add something, especially in sort of the key position area, because they've got a lot of really exciting young key position players. So, I'm not going to be being a head coach anytime soon, or definitely not going to be doing a return to the playing field anytime soon.
Well, Michael is a devoted Essendon fan. He's texted us and he says he saw you playing for Essendon Reserves in Queensland later in the season. And he thought that one would be a catalyst to pursue a coaching position with them.
Yeah, well, I think it was that game was really a nice full stop for me from a playing career perspective. I still feel like I played the game pretty well, and I understood, I probably lacked a little bit of fitness because I hadn't prepared myself too well for it because I wasn't expecting it. But I do love the coaching side of things, and the thing that I enjoyed the most was playing with guys like Brandy and Zerk Thatcher and seeing them grow. And I'm looking forward to continuing that into the preseason this year. But I think it's going to be a part-time basis. I'm only at Essendon instead of a day and a half a week in the preseason. So my passions definitely lie at the academy, but also, you know, more principally, my passion is to help young people develop into good young men.
It must have hurt watching the Tigers back in 2020 with the flag, knowing that you could have been part of the premiership if you'd have stayed.
No, it actually didn't hurt me at all. I was excited. I loved the fact that they had success. 2019 was fantastic as well. I got to experience a VFL premiership from a sort of assistant perspective with Craig McRae, who's gone on to do great things now, and I think he will do great things at Collingwood. So yeah, it's been a cool journey. That 2017, the highs of that, and then the learnings that we got from 2018, and then 2019 success, and 2020 success again. So yeah, I take great pride in being part of those three premierships in a small way, but yeah, there's definitely no bitterness or, feeling like I missed out, because I'm just so proud that they kept doing what they were doing, and I'm sure they'll be back up there again.
It's interesting where people want to know the little things in life. Like Caleb has texted and asked us, is Dustin Martin as good in the club as he is on the field?
It's a great question, and I know Dustin's a very private man, so I won't be going too much into detail. But you hit the nail on the head. He is a superman behind the scenes. Very generous, loves a laugh, good team man. He's the full package. And Richmond are very, very fortunate to have had such a successful on field player. But I think his contribution off field is equally as important.
Some would say you're the complete package too. You've got the academy. You've had just an absolutely amazing career in football as a professional. Religion's also part of your life, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm a Jehovah's Witness, and I do a lot of volunteer work with that side. And always trying to learn and better myself from a biblical understanding perspective. So it is a really big part of my life, but I'm forever a work in progress. I have my faults like everyone else, and my connection to my faith is something that's always been a grounding influence for me, and just over the last few years it's something that I've taken a lot more seriously and putting a lot more time into.
Alex, listening back to all of this, there are so many people, particularly young people this morning, who will gain inspiration from your remarkable career so far. I thank you for your generosity in answering the questions. And I also wish you very much success with the Academy. Now, for anyone who would like to know a little bit more about the Academy, and it's for aspiring people who are going in for 2023, because next year is totally full, all you do is go online and look up the Academy. If you Google the Academy, it's called theacademy.com.au, and you'll find a little bit more about what we've been talking about this morning. Thank you so much for your time. I wish you well in the future, Alex Rance.
Thanks very much for your time.